Some interviews are worth the extra effort. That was the case when we ventured to the top floor of Silo City's office building to speak with Torn Space Theater's Dan Shanahan, preparing for this week's Response Performance Festival.
You look out at this, these ruins of the industrial age, so to speak, here at Silo City. What do you see?
The layers of history that exist within this space, and how, if you can kind of recontextualize certain buildings, they can really embody different themes. So, for instance, if you're looking out at that the brown building going all the way up, the lower level is a stable.
Oh.
Yeah. So when we worked there, we kind of brought in this concept of kind of late 19th century Americana. We work with blacksmithers. We worked with farm animals.
There seems to be no shortage of ideas as Dan Shanahan and Torn Space create another multimedia production for Silo City. It's their fifth summer, and the festival scope, including the number of venues utilized and weekends covered, seem to expand with the passing years.
The project at Silo City, The Gathering, will run on August 18 and 19 with a rain day on the 20th. Before each performance at Silo City, we will have the mobile virtual reality performance that is housed inside of a truck. That will be here on each of those days. The dance company Polissimo will be at our home space, the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle, on August 19th and 20th. And then 600 Howie Men will be presenting The Fever at the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle on September 15th and 16th.
Times and dates can be reviewed at TornSpaceTheater.com, where you should also check out a brief preview video, a mysterious piece featuring this music, and a series of memorable, stunning images for a taste of what to expect at the Response Performance Festival.
And so what you're seeing is a company that, in order to execute its vision, really need to bring in and rely upon so many moving parts and so many community members. It's really a sort of a holistic construction of a work.
Collaboration is key to pulling off these massive performances. Among the contributors, Justin Rowland for music, a construction company supplying heavy equipment, the Lancaster Marching Band will appear.
Canisius College is allowing us to use their drones and drone technology into the production.
The idea of drones being about here just does bring a kind of a ominous tone to it for me.
Yes, and this just the sound of drones itself is very unsettling. You know, the performance itself will be very aware that it's being watched, and our video designer Brian Milbrand is hooking up to the drones live feed video, and so the drones will be filming certain aspects of the production and then projecting those images onto a larger scale.
It's got a kind of a dark sound to it.
There is a level of saying, you know, what can human engagement do? How can it play out? And in the end of the day, who ultimately is in control?
Design students from around the world visit Silo City. Inside the complex on this near-perfect summer morning, it's easy to see why. The towering structures of concrete, brick, and rusty steel have become a community treasure. And though he's working on the final details for this weekend's Response Performance Festival, Dan Shanahan shares another of the unique elements of this magnificent place, the amazing acoustics of Marine A, the monstrous empty grain elevator that stands alongside the Buffalo River.
Thanks, Dan, for all your help.
It's always a pleasure, Jay, and that's always summer when we're talking, so that's great.
And from Marine A at Silo City in Buffalo, I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
Perfect.
I hope so.